ద జెనసిస్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ అరుణాచల పంచరత్నం. ది ఫాలోయింగ్ ఈజ్ అన్ ఎక్స్ట్రాక్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ అన్ అన్పబ్లిష్డ్ ఇంగ్లీష్ మ్యానుస్క్రిప్ట్ రిటర్న్ బై కృష్ణ భిక్షు, విచ్ వాజ్ ఫౌండ్ ఇన్ ద శ్రీ రమణాశ్రమం ఆర్కైవ్స్ అండ్ విచ్ గివ్స్ అన్ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ ద జెనసిస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఒరిజినల్ సంస్కృత్ వర్షన్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ అరుణాచల పంచరత్నం. Similar, though less detailed, accounts of the genesis of this work are given in Day by Day 19-6-1946 and on page 75 of T.K. Sundaresa Iyer's book At the Feet of Bhagavan. Pranavananda, who was present then in 1st July and August 1917, requested Sri Ganapati Muni to compose a song on the Guru. So, Ganapati Muni immediately wrote the Guru Gita. Then, some of the disciples called for a benedictory verse. Long before this, Sri Bhagavan had composed one single verse in Arya meter, beginning with Karuna Purna Sudhabdhe. That incident came to light on this occasion, so immediately Ganapati Muni requested Bhagavan to compose four more verses that, along with the first, would form the benedictory verses to the Guru Gita. Ganapati Muni also mentioned that in the rest of the verses, the subject matter should be 1. A definition of the self, Atmalakshana, 2. Self-inquiry, Vichara, 3. Yoga, and 4. Karma and Bhakti. Thus, the Arunachala Pancharatnam took shape. The concluding verse beginning, Srimad Ramana Maharishi, was written by Gajanana alias Daivaratha right there and then. Subsequently, in 1922, at the request of a devotee named Ayaswami Pillai, Sri Bhagavan translated Sri Arunachala Pancharatnam into Tamil in Venba meter, and the concluding verse by Daivaratha was translated into a Tamil verse beginning Arunagiri Ramanan by Sri Ishwara Swami.